Turkey's government denounced opposition calls for a mass commercial boycott following the arrest of Istanbul Mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu that sparked nationwide protests, describing them on Wednesday as an economic sabotage attempt. After the mayor was detained 2 weeks ago, the main opposition Republican People's Party, CHP, had called for a boycott of goods and services from companies with perceived ties to President Tayyip Erdogan's government. That call widened on Wednesday to include a halt to all shopping for 1 day, prompting some shops to close in solidarity with those criticizing the arrest as an anti-democratic attempt to hurt the opposition's electoral prospects. İmamoğlu is Erdogan's main political rival and the CHP's presidential candidate for any future election. Trade Minister Ömer Bulut said boycott calls posed a threat to economic stability and accused those advocating them of seeking to undermine the government. They are an attempt to sabotage the economy and include unfair trade and competition elements. We see this as a futile attempt by circles who consider themselves the masters of this country, Bulut said. On Wednesday, Bulut gave an interview to state broadcaster TRT, focusing solely on the boycott. I have a call for our citizens. If you have any shopping plans for today, tomorrow, the day after, or in the coming days, we strongly encourage you to make your purchases and conduct your business today, he said, before appearing on other TV channels to repeat the same messages. Several cabinet ministers and pro-government celebrities, including former Germany and Real Madrid soccer midfielder Mesut Özil, used the hashtag boycott Degil Milli Zarar, not a boycott, but national damage, to emphasize their stance. The calls have been led by CHP chairman Özgür Özel, who has encouraged the street protests that have swollen to the largest in Turkey in more than a decade. Erdogan has called the protests evil and said they would not last. In Istanbul and Ankara, empty tables lined usually busy cafes, and several shops reported a significant drop in customers. Heyritten, a shop owner in central Istanbul who didn't want to give his surname, defended the boycott, saying it was necessary to send a message to the government. The boycott is the right decision. It should have happened sooner. It's something we need to do. People need to show their reaction. If they, the government, continue this way, the country is getting worse, he said, adding that his neighboring shops heeded the call. Turkey's economy has been hit by a years-long cost of living crisis and series of currency crashes, with growth having slowed and inflation still lofty at 39% in February. On Tuesday, prosecutors launched an investigation into those advocating the boycott calls on social and traditional media. The Istanbul Chief Prosecutor's Office said it was probing calls that allegedly sought to prevent